What is going on, everybody? My name is Josh. Welcome to the Barca Blaugranas podcast. Hope everyone had a good week. Everyone, you probably had a better week than Barcelona. When we talked the last couple weeks, La Liga looked like it was... Barcelona were actually La Liga favorites. I think 2 weeks ago, I went over the odds in the podcast, and Barcelona were technically La Liga favorites. Fast forward, they have two chances to take La Liga. Really, just like take it by the... I don't know what the American term is. Take it by the horns or something like that. They could have gone top of the table about a week and a half ago. They could have gone top of the table over the weekend, at least until Atletico played. They would have ended up still being behind by 1 point after the Atletico win. But Barcelona 3, Levante 3, we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. Let's get into some news real quick. Sergio Aguero to Barcelona, rumors are back. I don't know if they ever really technically left. Manchester City just won another Premier League title. They are in the Champions League final, of course. Mundo reported that Barcelona have given the move the green lights, and they're ready to bring the 32-year-old 32-year-old striker with injury problems to Barcelona. He currently earns about $12 million a year at Manchester City. It's obviously going to be a pretty big cut in pay. But, you know, he's willing to do that to play with Messi. I don't blame him. He is going to sign a 2-year deal, according to reports. Ronald Koeman has reportedly given the deal the okay, as long as it doesn't nix the deal between Barcelona and Memphis Depay. Barcelona also, and we'll talk about this in a second, are still into, well, I guess we'll just talk about it now. Erling Haaland is back on the table. I don't know if he was ever off, but I know there were some reports that they had kind of given up because Real Madrid were apparently the favorites. But due to some recent financial, some financial dealings that might happen, the Erling Haaland move is back on the table, which, you know, I mean, I doubt that they're going to bring in Aguero, Depay, and Haaland. That probably means Braithwaite is gone if that's the case, but... I mean, I've calmed a little bit on the Aguero thing. I think last month or whenever those rumors kind of started, I was pretty down on it. I mean, if you get him for a cheap deal and you don't expect him to be your consistently first team striker, then it's a great deal, right? Aguero off the bench from time to time is, you know, I mean, if you turn the Braithwaite role into Sergio Aguero, like that's great. Now, if you don't get Haaland, Depay doesn't turn out what you want him to be, and you're relying on Aguero as your main striker with some help from, you know, Griezmann whenever Aguero gets hurt, inevitably, then that's a problem. Xavi. So he signed a new contract with Al Sadd. It reportedly does not, well, not reportedly. So the rumors heading into his contract renewal process were that there was a clause that sort of let him leave for Barcelona without too much of a financial penalty being placed on Barcelona and without too much of a financial penalty kind of being placed on Xavi himself. Like, I think he was going to get, you know, fully paid out or whatever it might be, or either that or he could leave without consequences from his side contract. So that has been refuted by Xavi himself. Xavi said, quote, "This is incorrect. I have a 2-season contract with Al Sadd. I respect this contract, and I also respect the official negotiation method between all parties. Our challenge is to continue to improve and develop, and I'm very excited to help Al Sadd players do that." End quote. So the probability that he comes to Barcelona, I don't think, depends upon his contract situation at Al Sadd. It more so has to do with Barcelona and whether... when they feel like he's ready to come to the club. That kind of goes into, like, the Barcelona board is reportedly not happy with Ronald Koeman. Shocker. I mean, even myself, like, I was kind of a Koeman defender a little bit. And the last, like, I mean, how they've squandered this La Liga run is just kind of, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of been there. It's been there for them on a platter, and they've botched it. Barcelona have reportedly made contact with Hansi Flick, but that's not going to happen. Hansi is leaving Bayern Munich to go to the German national team. He is not leaving Bayern Munich to come to Barcelona. That would be hilarious if that were the case. But Nevertheless, there was a report that they made contact. I think that's interesting. I mean, I guess you at least put your, you know, maybe Hansi was a closet Barcelona fan his entire life. And, you know, if Barcelona hadn't reached out, there might not have been a chance. But that's not the case. He's going to the German national team. Barcelona and Messi this week, the contract renewal talks are apparently picking up, which is great. Now just get it officially signed and then we can actually celebrate. So now I guess we should talk about La Liga. So Atletico are now up by 4 points in La Liga with 2 matches to play. Real Madrid have a match later today, I think. I'm recording this on Thursday. Let me see when Real Madrid play. Yeah, Real Madrid play today at 4. So if they win, then they will be behind Atletico by 2 points. So Atletico's next 2 matches are against Osasuna on Sunday and then Valladolid a week after that. They should not lose either of those, but Barcelona need them to drop points in both matches. They need a loss and a draw, at least. Barcelona play Celta Vigo and then Eibar. So all Atletico have to do is win one match and it's over. So the Barcelona title hopes are gone. And, well, I take that back. Atletico, I don't actually know the math on that, but for Barcelona to have a chance, Atletico have to lose one of the last two at least. And the fact that it, again, it's not officially over, but for all intents and purposes, it is. The fact that it ended in this fashion, a 2-0 lead, and then a 3-2 advantage. It was just horrible defending, missed chances. Messi looked great. He's 29 this year in La Liga. But the problem is, like, even if you were confident that Barcelona can win the next 2 matches, there's just not really a great road for Atletico. And again, Atletico have squandered points. That's why we've continued to talk about how Barcelona's chance at La Liga is so good over the last couple months, because Atletico kept squandering points away. And Barcelona have unfortunately done the same thing the last 2 weeks. So Frankie de Jong is going to be gone against Celta Vigo. And Roberto is hurt. And it's just not looking good. I don't have anything positive to say. Like, this is a classic end to a pretty poor season from Barcelona. The only things you can build upon next year, right, are you hope that Fati comes back healthy, hope that Pedri stays healthy, whether or not Koeman comes back. I mean, it's tough to see him coming back given how this La Liga season is ending. However, who's the replacement? Right? Like, who's the replacement? Because it's probably not Xavi. And it's not Hansi Flick. And so who are you going to get? Like, we're 4 days out from the Atletico draw. Barcelona don't have anything. And I don't know. There's just not much positive to look on. Like, they're going to have to build positivity from off-season transfer window, because it's not going to be from anything that happened this season except for the youngsters. And even that's a little depressing because Fati's still hurt. So yeah, Barcelona are in rough shape right now. I don't have anything else positive to look forward to. I mean, we just got to hope for a miracle in the Liga now. That's all we can really hope for. That's all I got. I would say enjoy the match this weekend, but, like, you know, come on. There's not much to enjoy. All right, everyone, have a good weekend. Hope for the best, and I will talk to you next week.